Here's a question for you. What is the meaning of Christmas? Perhaps a better question is this. What does the baby in the manger mean? Now, most people are familiar with the scene of Jesus being born in a stable, but not a lot of people are aware of the sheer significance of that moment in history. The Bible tells us that Jesus existed before his birth because he's the creator of the world. And the Bible says that Jesus is God who became flesh. Now, the Bible could have simply said that he became human, but instead it says that he became flesh. Now, this wording emphasizes the humanness of Jesus. He didn't just look human, but truly became human. Now, he may have had the chickenpox growing up. He likely caught a cold with a runny nose, and if he were to fall down, he would have scraped his knee, and he would have bled just like anyone else. Now, why would Jesus become human? It was important that he truly become human so that he could suffer on our behalf and provide a way for us to be saved from our sins. You see, the baby Jesus didn't just remain a harmless, cute little baby. He grew up, and he did what no one else could do. In a spiritual battle that led to his death on a cross and his resurrection, he defeated the power of Satan. And Satan knows his time is short because Jesus is coming to the earth again. However, when he comes next time, he's not coming as a baby. The Bible says he's coming on a white horse with a sword and all of the armies of heaven behind him. He's going to rescue his people and put an end to the reign of the devil. Now, the world barely took notice when he arrived the first time. However, when he returns, the Bible says every eye will see him, and only those who are prepared are going to be saved. And being prepared means accepting him as your Savior and Lord through repentance and baptism.